January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AUDIOBOOM. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AUDIOBOOM for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AUDIOBOOM.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
ABC says it's open to having Chris Rock MC the Oscars next year. Now that would
Chris is a pro. Like, he'll make a couple jokes and they'll be done.
Yeah.
But Chris is also good at that stuff.
Yeah.
Can I do it?
When
lean into it. That's how you diffuse it, is you let a comedian lean into it, get the jokes off, and it's over. That's how you do it.
When Dave Chappelle got attacked, did you see what Chris Rock was there. He got up and got on the mic and said, "Was that Will Smith?"
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it. That guy got, oh, man. Something was dislocated.
No. His arm was facing the wrong way.
Body was dislocated.
Yeah, his arm was. He was in the next day in the court with a sling on.
You know how he got hurt like that? He has socks on when he went down steps.
Ooh, that's the worst.
He fell down and got his face kicked off.
Ever do that again. Dumbest thing ever.
What do you mean, dumbest thing ever? You walking around with shoes on in your house?
What? No, I take the socks off.
Would you say dumbest thing ever, rushing a stage?
No, wearing socks downstairs.
Wearing socks downstairs.
Yeah.
People have been wearing socks downstairs for centuries.
Yeah, but that's carpeting. Yeah, we don't have it's
the
all wood.
Ancient Romans would wear socks.
It's all wood, and it's clean.
It's more slippery.
Slippery. Oh, my God.
It's more slippery.
Holy crap. All right, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods was asked at the PGA Championship about Phil Mickelson. For those of you who don't know, Phil Mickelson is not playing. A book came out. Alan Shipnuck wrote a book in which he was quoted, Phil, as saying that, you know, the Saudi Golf League is bad. It's really, really bad. They killed a journalist, but I don't care because now I got a chance to make, you know, we got a chance to put the PGA in its place, which has really gotten Phil. I mean, he's had to disappear. Phil Mickelson has disappeared. He's disappeared off the face of the earth. There's not even a video. TMZ doesn't even have a video of Phil Mickelson since then. And here's Tiger Woods talking about that and talking about how, you know, the PGA Tour might be okay.
Are you surprised at all it has escalated to the point that it has where, you know, he also missed the Masters, obviously, and we really don't know what's next?
No. Yeah, it has ramped up very quickly, and I think we were talking about this, you know, if this would have happened 30 years ago, 20 years ago, it wouldn't have happened as fast, but social media has changed the landscape and how fast things can ramp up. Whether it's real news or fake news or whatever it is, opinions get out there instantly, and it can sway very quickly one way or the other. And what we're seeing right now in a society, it's very bipolar. There's really no middle ground. You stand one way or the other, and it's very polarizing.
Mm-hmm. That was a different one. That one was about Phil and what's going on with him. He also went on to say, "Hey, the PGA Tour is pretty good, and I'm going to continue to support it." And a lot of players are feeling that way. The Saudi League is Jack Nicklaus said, yeah, they called me. And I told them no verbally, and then I put it in writing. No. PGA Tour has been very good to me. Tiger went on to say, he said, I believe in, you know, records. I believe in the Masters. I believe in the majors. I believe, you know, that this it's a great way to go about this. You know, Phil's thoughts on Jay Monahan and how underhand, how strong arm, how the PGA Tour strong arms him, and it's just, I don't know. Phil went way too far. Although, you know, disappearing off the face of the earth, Phil, face the music. You know, what are people going to ask you? Oh, yeah, they killed you. You know, you said they killed a guy, but I still want to be around with them because I can make some more money.
But you know what, though? It feels you had your own. There were golfers. I mean, these are your contemporaries coming after you. I think this is really a lot for Phil, because not only is it's golfers, it's golf journalists. It's, you know, it's funny. I don't think enough of social media, other than whatever golf Twitter is, cares enough to blast him like the general, when people think they're just going to pile on. But for Phil, it probably feels like an overwhelming avalanche of anger and hate and embarrassment. And I think he probably just doesn't want to face that.
And he's not used to it.
No.
It's never happened to him.
Never happened. He's been jovial Phil.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he was Phil who could, you know, do a reverse spin kick off a beer can off your head. Like, hey, Phil's got some, he can also do karate kicks.
Yeah.
Which made him that much cooler.
Yeah.
I mean, at first he was the guy with the flop shot who couldn't win a Masters. I mean, couldn't win a Majors. Then he won a bunch of Majors. Then he added, leaned down a little bit. I mean, for Phil.
Well, he's always been, you know, he's got man boobs.
He's got
always
a body
been,
type.
He's always been that.
He's got DNA, but he leaned down a little bit, got in better shape.
He's the guy who, remember, after he made the putt, he jumped like about, like, not even an inch off the ground. That was a bunch of people, you know. But then he proved, you're right. Then he proved he could kick beer cans off your head, right?
I mean, it's an insane, look how high his leg can go. That was that Phil, like, hey, look at Phil. Not only did he win majors,
straight
he can
up in the air.
Also do this insane, he can also do this insane, yeah, I forgot about that. He was dancing Phil Mickelson on the commercial. Remember, what was that commercial for, by the way?
Well, that was I think he did that in when he was on David Faraday's show.
And then his spinning kick, where he kicked over somebody's head. I was like, wow, Phil's got agility.
Yeah, well,
he's well stretched, like he's stretched out pretty well. Yeah, he's limber.
That's what they.
He's limber.
Call for
and now he's just a guy who made not a big deal about about atrocities against humanity.
You're right. No.
He went from being a guy with a
sweet... I said, you know what? They're really, really bad people. But you know what? I'm going to join up with them because I can make some more money. What?
Yeah, he literally went... He went from guy who could do some kind of crazy karate kick over your head to guy who was literally willing to get in bed for more money with some horrific people.
Yes.
It's a bad look.
Yeah,
I get it.
And we'll see. Maybe he just goes to that tour now. And he avoids all of this.
Here's what I'd do. Have everyone, all the media's there. You hear the cameras. And Phil comes out, and he takes a seat. He's got his probably not KPG anymore.
No,
probably doesn't
he's
have
got
anything.
KPMG.
Probably
no,
nothing.
Nothing. He's got no sponsors.
Probably
left.
No sponsors. He just comes out with a hat.
Nike?
Was he a Nike guy?
I don't know if he was a Nike. I don't know.
Was he a
Titleist
guy?
He always had KPMG and Workday on. I don't know.
Yeah. He sits down. Thank you, everyone, for coming out today. Let me just say this. I won't be answering any questions, but I do want to make a statement. That was my bad. My bad on that one. Thanks.
That's all?
Ta-da! You don't get anything else.
Yeah.
Phil, just come out and say my bad, and then just never address it again.
Well, what about,
and then people will be outraged. Phil, it's not good enough to say my bad. Listen.
Well, how about Greg Norman? His quote was, he's in bed with him now. Greg Norman is all in. He's the president of this whole thing. He said, you know what he said last week? He goes, yeah, I know they killed that journalist. We all make mistakes, right? I know. We all make mistakes. It's okay. 9:13.
I think that it's... Yeah, Greg Norman Greg Norman's a different kind of cat too now.
No, he's been trying to circumvent the PGA Tour for a while now. This goes back years and years. He's been trying to do this.
Now, one thing that Phil could do also. Now, this is a very aggressive tactic. It's not one that typically works a lot for the masses, for a huge amount of people. That's not going to work. This isn't going to work for a huge amount of people. It usually can work sometimes on one person, and sometimes it's in a relationship that it works. Eddie Murphy first introduced it to us, and then Shaggy came out and said it also. It's this strategy where you do this.
Phil already did that.
Wasn't
and
me.
Alan Shipnick
did
said,
he?
Oh, he already did it.
Oh, that's right. He said, did.
I was misquoted.
He did use Alan the Shaggy
Shipnick
defense.
Alan no, you weren't.
He did use the Shaggy defense.
Yeah.
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me. He already did that.
But then you said they killed a journalist. Wasn't me.
Yeah.
And then you said you wanted more money.
wasn't me.
Wasn't me. But I got it right here on tape. Whoa. I was misquoted. I was taken out of context.
Well, you know what? If Jay
Monahan, they've literally stolen billions from the players. Like the PGA is like, what? What did he just say? We've done what? And you know it's bad when usually players of every sport are really go, yeah, they're stealing money from us. Yeah, that's it. See, they're stealing money from us. And the PGA golfers come out like, no. What are you talking about, Phil? We're good. We're getting paid. What are you talking about?
And Tiger mentioned that too. He said, oh, by the way, and this is like us in tennis. You got to play to get paid. So when this is just, everything is just fine. Leave it alone, Phil. All right. What Jay Monahan needs is HR&P. He can pay his payroll, and he can get HR after Phil Mickelson. HR&P is here for you to do just that. Whatever it is that you have a problem with an employee, you don't want to take care of that yourself. You need experts taking care of it. You need experts that know exactly how to handle it so that there's no lawsuits coming your way afterwards. You're hiring, you're firing, you're disciplining. All of these things, you need HR&P. You need vetting. You need all of the things that HR&P will do for you if you go with them. Look, if you're looking for a payroll company, if you don't have a payroll company and you've grown, you need a payroll company because you're just not doing it as economically as you possibly can. And then the HR is another thing that you could ruin. You can ruin your business by not doing the HR right. What you need is HR&P. They're awesome. You'll love them. They're going to get this job done for you. There's a lot of people out there. We love these the best. At least find out if you need a payroll company or a new payroll company, HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Get down.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, 713-780-3776. What did you think of last night's performance? Astros with 5 home runs in the second inning. Oh, I love. There was one. Did you see the one tweeter who was just irate? He hated Kyle Tucker. He loves Eovaldi, and he hates the cheating Astros.
Well, it was a Red Sox guy.
A Red Sox
obviously.
Guy. Oh my God! It was just. I mean, he was his whole life was ruined last night by Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker with two bombs,
awesome.
And 6 RBIs.
I love when a guy's life gets ruined because one of the Astros. This is one of the things that makes me most proud of the Astros is they do ruin people's lives now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are fans who, Jared Karibas, who we've had on the show, the big Red Sox fan, he actually had a tweet yesterday, the day before yesterday. It was just parentheses, and all it said was, Jose Altuve did not use the system. And it made, I don't know why he came to this conclusion. It's accurate.
Yeah.
I don't know why he came to this conclusion. This is Mr. Red Sox, right? He came to that conclusion somehow it's probably been told to him by a baseball player. And the Red Sox fans didn't still. You don't know that. I love the fact that the Astros have ruined so many people's lives. Dodgers fans, including Keyshawn Johnson, you have to remember now, they may irritate you with thinking the Astros were the only teams that cheated and all that stuff. Just know this. The Astros live in their heads for all of eternity. In their minds, you should be happy. Don't worry about people thinking only the Astros cheated. And I'm letting go of the buzzer thing because I get that people are going to think what they think. Just know this. Keyshawn Johnson cannot sleep at night because he honestly believes that he had a World Series stolen from him. That's great.
That is awesome. I mean,
do you know how many Dodgers fans there are who believe that a World Series was literally stolen from them in the playoffs because there were buzzers or there were banging trash cans, which no one ever found any by monitoring. No proof. No. They monitored the TV stuff, and there was never any sounds. The Astros were ruining their closers on a regular basis on the road. They beat the Dodgers Game 7 in their own house, like Luka did to Chris Paul. It was – you have to understand that the Astros have players who literally are ruining people's lives, and it's great. Jose Altuve, I guarantee you there have been families who have broken up in New York because a wife just said, I can't do with you anymore, Tommy. You're out of control. Every time the Altuve comes up, and he hits a home run. Every single time that he hits a home run, which is all the time, Tommy, you scream at the kids, you kick the dog, and you're absolutely, it's unconscionable the way you behave. And you pick right now, either me and the kids, or you continue to scream and yell about Jose Altuve. I can't, I'm sorry, but you got to go. I'm never letting this go. I love it. I'm glad they broke up. I'm glad they got divorced. I'm glad that Jose Altuve has broken up families in New York over this. I'm glad that there are people who have literally punched a pillow and punched a wall because of Jose Altuve.
Hey, absolutely.
I'm glad that he has ruined weekends and that birthday parties, little kids, you know, you had a birthday party the next day and you got a little pony, a Shetland pony coming out to your little place in Long Island or wherever, and you thought it was going to be all good, and then Altuve cracked you one. And then you were an a-hole at the birthday party because Jose Altuve ruined you. I love that Yuli has ruined people. I love that Yordan Alvarez, to this day, people in Boston, Yordan Alvarez ruined an entire month for people in Boston. Like what he did in the playoffs to them, they can't forget that. And they'll carry that scar with them forever. I like that they're scarred. I like that the Astros have scarred people. Over the years.
It's just like the Texans.
We're scarred because of the Texans.
Oh, that's
different. No. Yeah, that's different. They're self-scarring.
Yeah.
They're cutters. The Texans are cutters. They self-mutilate us. We're their bodies, and they're busy cutting us and listening to emo music. And, yeah, that's what the Texans are. They're cutters. What the Astros are literally, I love that you have to appreciate the fact that the Astros are ruining other fan bases right now. Mm-hmm. They're causing fights. They're causing people to, you know, to spend exorbitant amounts of money to come boo the Astros only to see them clutch up and Kyle Tucker get 6 RBIs on you.
Apparently, Jared tweeted that because he was at the game, Dream Shake says, and it bothered him when he hears patches of Red Sox fans booing Altuve. He said it's plain dumb because he did nothing wrong. Props to
no,
him.
No, but I mean, at
one and oh, by the way,
oh, at one point you don't.
Oh,
think
by the way, their manager is the guy who got suspended for
point,
a year.
At some point, people with intelligence there have to recognize the hypocrisy.
It's, no, they don't. They don't. And oh, by the way, if it was,
well, you don't admit it, but you recognize.
And if they told the truth, that they would have been just with the Astros as far as cheating when they wanted to out to 2018. Because you can't tell me that some one rogue video room guy, and as opposed to the guy that put together was the mastermind here of the whole thing, went to Boston and had nothing to do with it. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, Commissioner Idiot, because that's what you are. Speaking of commissioners, did you see that the Rock and Danny have signed a deal with ESPN?
No.
XFL on ESPN. Yep. I'm talking
my little football business that I've got that's never gotten off the ground, but I know the XFL actually is aggressively pursuing different technologies that are out there, and they're looking to, I mean, they're not half stepping. The XFL is looking to be aggressive in a lot of different ways, from a fan engagement standpoint, but also from a technology standpoint. So I'm interested to see what they do. Won't play this year, but they'll play next year.
It is going to be interesting to see if they go about it the same way that they did the first time, because it was awfully successful here. I do know that they're going to be at the University of Houston again. So those of you that went and loved it, the XFL is coming back. Now you're going to have the heads up against the gamblers here. That'll be interesting to see how that works next year. It's going to be,
be a battle.
It will be a battle. It's in the same town.
It's going to be a
different
battle.
Leagues.
It's going to be XFL. The reason's probably going. I think it will be, and here's the reason I say that. The XFL has not TV. It has not taken off on TV. It did. The first week was really good ratings. Then the second week was even lower. And there's nothing that's promoting USFL. I'm not seeing anything on ESPN about it. I'm not seeing anything on NFL Network about it. How do you get it out there? How do you keep people coming back? How do you keep it alive for people who haven't seen it or get it to new people? The XFL having their little partnership with the NFL is just so major, because if the NFL wants, like the WNBA, if the NFL wants to help you out,
yep,
they'll help you out.
Yep.
And that's going to be the real key is, where are these games played? Like, if they're playing at the same time, who gets Cougar Stadium?
The XFL is already...
It's a huge advantage.
They've already rented it.
Yeah, it's a huge advantage. Because that's a cool stadium.
Yep. No. It is a huge
advantage. And it was good for the XFL.
It absolutely was. Although, the Dynamo Stadium might be perfect size for it, though.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's true.
Whether or not that's an option. But it's 22,000. It might be just perfect for it. 928 ESPN. 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. When we come back, because I think we got a possibility of having the greatest quarterbacks in a division. Ranking the quarterbacks in a division historically. How good is the AFC West this year, quarterback wise, compared to history? Oh,
all time?
All time.
Do you have some?
I got it. So okay. We'll do it on the other side. Right now, though, you're going to talk about Craig DeSerf.
Well, so if you go to LanceZCars.com, I tell you a lot about the people. Let me tell you about some of the offers that they have going on right now. When you go to LanceZCars.com, you can see some of the programs they have available. It's right there on the front page. They have the most inclusive military offer for any car company you're going to find. Military appreciation offers and deals going on right now. So make sure if you're a member of the military, a former member, I don't care, make sure that you mention that when you're looking for your vehicle. They've got 1.9% APR for very well-qualified buyers for the 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab. They've got that available for you right now. You also have the service department, which they've hired additional service people. They have double stocked everything in their department so that they can get you in and out faster than anyone else. It's truly amazing how quickly they get you in and out with great service. And that's one of those things after the sale, when you have to come get your 15,000, your 25,000 mile service done, they want to get you in and out very, very quickly. They also want you to take advantage of the first ever electric Silverado. They've got the all-electric Chevy Silverado. You can reserve yours online as well. And 0% APR financing for well-qualified buyers for most GMC models in stock and all the Buick SUV models in stock. So if you're looking for a car right now, they'll go the extra mile, whether it means running the vehicle out to you here in the Houston area to make sure that you don't miss your workday. They'll do that. That's what they're always doing. The best trade-in value, the best service, the best selection, the best prices. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst,
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, right now, the AFC West, you got two guys who are on their way to the Hall of Fame, right? I mean, Mahomes and Wilson are...
More likely, yeah.
I mean, they're on...
It's tracking pretty...
Yeah.
Mahomes, there's still a lot of football to go. If he plays like he did last year, for most of the year, get a little bumpy.
He ended up with good numbers.
For about six games.
Then he still ended up, you know, in the playoffs and... He still had really good numbers though, at the end. But I'm with you. He did not look the same or midway through the season. Justin Herbert off to a great start.
Yeah,
great start to his career. And then there's Derek Carr, who's a good quarterback. Never going to the Hall of Fame. No, but
Herbert's got a long way to go too.
Herbert's got a long way to go. But he's off to a great start.
Big year for Herbert this year. Like. Honeymoon's over. This is the year that he's got to take that next step. He can't just be, oh, he's better than we expected. Nah, your expectations are out there now. Now you got to start doing winning games in the fourth quarter, getting to the playoffs and winning a game in the playoffs. That stuff has to happen. But, yeah, on paper, man, and more weapons were dumped into these quarterbacks' laps too.
It's already, according to this article, the second-best quarterback division ever.
Now, this isn't. Are we counting? Are we sure he's the same Russell Wilson we saw in Seattle? There's questions. There should be questions about that.
Yeah,
he hadn't looked the same for 2 years.
No, right. Well, some of these
we may be getting James Harden Russell.
You know, and when you look at the division, you go, really? You think that's the best? Here's the one that they think is the best all time. It is the early '90s NFC East. Troy Aikman, Randall Cunningham. Phil Simms and Jeff Hostetler and Mark Rippon. Rippon ended up winning a Super Bowl with Washington. Simms and Hostetler both won Super Bowls. Randall, Hall of Famer, MVP, and Troy Aikman, obviously Hall of Fame and championships. That is considered to be the best. I would have thought. I say that again? Yeah.
That's considered to be the best.
Division quarterbacks ever.
Name the four again. Randall Cunningham.
Okay.
So don't look at Aikman's stats because you'll start to vomit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Well, it's a lot like Bart Starr.
You're used to what it looks like now. If you look at Troy Aikman's stats, I love giving people this little taste. It is the most staggering thing when you – now, Troy Aikman is in the Hall of Fame. Here are Troy Aikman's career stats. I'm just going to give them to you. Troy Aikman – how many years do you think he threw for 30 touchdowns?
30?
Yeah.
Maybe zero.
Zero. What about 20?
20?
Now let me give you how many games or how many years Troy played. He played from age 23 to age 34.
Okay, 12 years. I would say 12 years, he probably had six or seven over 20.
Not a bad guess. It's one.
One.
He had 1 year when he was over 20 touchdowns, and that was in 1992. He had 23 touchdowns. Now, how many years? Now, Troy didn't throw as much.
No.
Right? He had no 4,000-yard seasons. How many 3,000-yard seasons do you think he had?
Great running game.
Great running game.
Yeah.
Great offensive line.
Ball control.
In those 12 seasons.
And how many touchdowns did Emmitt Smith score those seasons? Because he got the ball at the one all the time. At 1-2. They ran it in all the time.
Plenty.
Great offensive line.
Plenty. How many years did Troy Aikman throw for over 230 yards in a game? I mean, a season. 230 passing yards a game in a season.
Once.
Zero. How many years did Troy Aikman get over 3,000 passing yards?
Zero.
No, that's five. 3,400, 3,100. 3,100, 3,200.
He never eclipsed 230 yards a game?
No. That was the most he ever had in his career was 229.5. Now he didn't throw a ton, right? His attempts, he did get 500 attempts 1 year. He got 500 attempts 1 year and threw for 3,200 yards. Now, 6.3 yards per attempt. How many times do you think Troy Aikman? I'm just reading stats. I'm not making anything up. I'm not editorializing. I'm asking you questions about his stats. How many times do you think Troy Aikman, because he didn't throw a ton, right? Mm-hmm. It was a run-heavy team. It wasn't as much passing. So how many years do you think out of those 12 years that he had double-digit interceptions?
I have no idea.
Nine years out of 12 years, he had double-digit interceptions. 1 year, he had 20 touchdowns. Let me just read you touchdown to interceptions on an annual basis. Rookie year all the way to his last year. The first number I'm going to read is his touchdown. The second number is his interception. 9-18. Normal for a rookie.
Yeah.
11-18. Okay.
Got to get
second
better.
Second year, and Cowboys were bad back then. 11-10.
That's when they started to win.
That was 91.
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl.
He was 7-5.
Wait a minute.
No, they won the Super Bowl. He was 14. He had 23 touchdowns and only 14 interceptions. So he had only 14 interceptions in his 473 attempts. That's a ton. His interception percentage was 3%. So 23 and 14, 15 and 6 is basically his Aaron Rodgers year because he also completed 69% of his passes. So Troy was on fire. He finished fifth in MVP voting. He was 69% completion, 3,100 passing yards, 15 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. After that, 13 and 12, 16 and 7, 12 and 13, 19 and 12, 12 and 5, 17 and 12, 7 and 14.
Wow. Those are not Hall of Fame numbers. Not even close.
It just doesn't feel like it doesn't feel like that would
Well, that's what they say. I mean, I think people just look at Troy Aikman and the wins and that Cowboys era.
He was 6 Pro Bowls.
All right, enough Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
So, the next one considered the best division, the mid-1990s AFC East, Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, Bledsoe just drafted by the Patriots, and Boomer Esiason was in New York.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Boomer is better in Cincinnati, but that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
He was still okay in New York.
Was there?
The next one is considered the AFC West featuring Joe Montana. When Joe Montana went to the Chiefs, John Elway was in. There's two Hall of Famers there. The Raiders got Jeff Hostetler. And Stan Humphries actually took the Chargers to the Super Bowl. So that was not horrible. But you would think that there would be better divisions in it.
Was there?
That's one of the top divisions ever.
Changed, but I'm trying to think of when Warren Moon was quarterback. But the Steelers did not have a great quarterback then.
What about this one? Drew Brees, Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, and
Tampa wouldn't have had anybody any good.
No, struggled during the years, but they Jameis Winston in 2015.
Well, Brad Johnson.
Jameis
was. I mean,
Brad Johnson.
Cam wasn't there yet.
2002.
It was way earlier.
Yeah,
there was no Cam. So that's the problem. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah,
Drew Brees, especially when Cam, like in 15. Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, Cam. Boy, that's a really good three at that in that one particular year.
Yeah. Well, how about this one? How about this one? The Coastal, NFL Coastal. Johnny Unitas, Roman Gabriel, John Brody.
I mean, sounds good on
those were three really, really, really good quarterbacks. Really good quarterbacks.
You know, there was
Terry Bradshaw, Brian Sipe, and Ken Anderson.
Yeah, that was pretty damn good.
And Dan Pastorini.
What about in the West? That's pretty good. What about in the West where you had Russell Wilson, Carson Palmer?
It's
Carson Palmer, Russell, because Carson was pretty good with Bruce Arians. Russell Wilson, younger and very talented. See, the problem is it would have been right around Goff as a rookie. He wasn't very good then. It's hard to come up with four teams. It really is.
Yeah.
This is why. That's the hardest. This is why right now this has a chance to be the greatest.
Oh, how about this? Jay Cutler, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and Matthew Stafford.
So you're going. Obviously, Brett Favre with
Minnesota.
Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Brett actually had a good year with Minnesota, too. That's pretty good. People sleep on Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler had some good years in the NFL. It's pretty good, but you are right, though. There is a – Paul Gallant says 98 is AFC East. Is that what you read? Four teams made the playoffs, and Peyton Manning was a rookie. Well, Peyton Manning wasn't in the AFC East, though. He would have been AFC Central. I mean, AFC
In 98?
South. Oh, wait.
No, not 98.
Would have been Peyton Manning?
Yeah, they were in the they would have been in the East, 1998 AFC East.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, who were the who?
It was I remember it was definitely Dan Marino because he got smashed in the playoffs. So it was Dan Marino was over there.
Jets, Dolphins, Bills, and Patriots. That yeah, it was still Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was wasn't in the East.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, all right, 7-3. Well, we got.
What about now? Think about this, though. Ready?
Yep.
Davis Mills. Don't just give it. Okay. Let it ruminate. Davis Mills, Ryan Tannehill.
Yep.
38-year-old Matt Ryan.
Yep.
And Trevor Lawrence.
I don't know that you're
going to. How about this one?
I didn't see
Tom
it on the
Savage.
List. Savage. Yeah. That's enough.
Okay.
Oh, we got Carlos Silva waiting on the line, the Morley Law Firm. The Morley Law Firm is here for you, whatever issue that you have. You need representation, and Carlos Silva, who is their marketing guru, is with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Carlos, what's up?
What's up, John Granato? Everything good with you guys?
Everything is great, baby. We're celebrating 25 years, and we're glad that the Morley Law Firm is with us on this. Hey, you've been getting so many calls. Okay, immigration, it's a problem. People have issues, okay? You got to have representation. Don't let the government walk all over you, right?
That's absolutely correct. People need assistance. They need legal advice. Just pick up the phone, the Morley Law, just make the call. It's just that simple. Give us a call. Let us resolve your issues. It doesn't take but a few minutes to pick up the phone and say, hey, I got a problem. Let us work on your criminal problems, your immigration problems, your personal injury, your industrial injury. Just give us a call and just ask questions. It doesn't cost you a dime to pick up the phone and call.
If you had a doctor issue, if you had any malpractice, if you're being sued civilly, what these guys have got 80 years of experience of doing everything. So make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955. ¿Y qué? ¿Se habla qué?
Se habla español.
Hijo mío.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, apparently, in Italy, the hero, you know, the Italia, the bike race is going on. And guess who won? The first black African to win the Grand Stage Tour. Congratulations.
Okay.
Binium Germain. Okay. Clay had to leave now. He's done with the race.
What happened?
Well, they were celebrating his win on that stage.
Yeah.
And the pop from the cork from the champagne hit him in the eye.
Oh.
And he's in the hospital.
God. He might lose an eye.
You could lose an eye.
You could definitely lose an eye.
Okay.
So you'll shoot your eye out.
Do not shoot your eye
he's
out after while you're
BB
celebrating.
Gun.
You know, whoever popped that, it's got to be like, oh, I just took out
I was
the
watching,
champ.
I saw some TikTok of some girl shaking the champagne and trying to open to celebrate her own graduation, and it smashed her in the face. And I just, This is the, great.
This is awesome.
This is great.
This is perfect.
This is why TikTok got
a woman. Oh, my goodness. A woman is undergoing emergency surgery, Lance.
Oh, that's not good.
After she swallowed a COVID test.
What do you mean, a COVID
test? Well, it got cotton in her throat. A UK mother feared for her life, accidentally swallowed a COVID test throat swab, and was rushed to the hospital had emergency surgery.
Hold on. That doesn't make sense. She feared for her life, so she swallowed a...
No, she feared for her life after she swallowed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I swallowed a wrist piece one time when I was a kid, and Stephen Sellers' dad had to hang me upside down and, like, was smashing me
on
the back.
Is that how you're supposed to do it? I'm not sure.
It out. It was not a... It worked. It came out.
Is that the Heimlich?
That was not the Heimlich. Okay. But he probably would have broken my ribs. And I don't feel like having broken ribs. Whoever has broken ribs is a sucker.
Stop doing that. Dallas has banned the sale of puppies and kittens.
It's about time we got rid of puppies
and kittens.
At pet stores. Yeah.
Puppies and kittens.
Why?
Dallas, you suck.
That's how terrible Dallas is. Did you see that they had $90,000 worth of eggs that they destroyed because some dumbass... he ran into an overpass and it caused him to the truck to turn sideways and it broke $90,000 worth of eggs. Dallas is the worst.
Dallas, you suck.
First they kill off all the eggs, you know, that we were going to eat for breakfast, and now they're not allowing puppies and dogs to be sold anymore.
That's Dallas. You suck. MasterCard launched a new tech that lets you pay with your face or your hand in stores. Do you want to pay your bills with your face? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
How about that? MasterCard is going to have...
I do clear screen.
Face recognition now.
My wife doesn't want to do clear. She's like, I don't want them to have my retina. And then she opens her phone like this.
Oh, look.
What are you talking...
You've got a phone
that literally... I don't want the government to have my retina. You literally walk around with the smartphone. The government has everything on you. You are a willing participant. You can have my retinas. I don't care. Track me wherever I go. I don't care. You know what? Can I get through this line faster?
They're going to get you.
Scan everything. I don't care. If I can get through this, I don't have to
wait
this line.
What, are they going to catch you at Roostar?
Yeah.
Right? Ooh, Lance is at Roostar getting he just added one of those delicious corns.
I wish they don't have corns anymore.
Hey, you remember the Saharan dust cloud coming back? Have you seen that? It's an actual cloud of dust that's going to cover the city. It rolls in.
Well, I have seen it before. It's also been in movies.
Well, it's coming back.
It seems real scary. Well, where's it going? Just to Sahara, or are we going to get it?
The infant center. This cloud headed for the U.S. this weekend.
That's what I was going to say. It comes across the... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to have a stupid dust cloud make everything all dusty and orange again?
That's right. Yeah.
First we have Blood Moon and now this?
Yeah. An Aurora mom, Aurora, Colorado, found a crack pipe in her grocery delivery. Do you think that you should have crack pipes delivered to your home from the grocery store? Okay, you just think no. Okay. A Wisconsin man hit a milestone after eating a Big Mac nearly every day for 50 years. Do you want to eat a Big Mac? He ate his 30,000th Big Mac. Wait a minute. And dude doesn't look like... I mean, he's old. I can't believe...
No, those guys... You know,
he actually is... Look at him. He's actually
like
not...
It's like your like grandma's.
His 30,000th Big Mac. Do you want 30,000 Big Macs in your life?
No.
He's got a ponytail. But he actually looks pretty healthy.
He's got a ponytail guy. A ponytail guy's eating 30,000
Big Macs? 30,000
Big Macs.
You
would think
not.
Not to put a ponytail guy on 30,000 Big Macs.
A man found guilty of shooting a victim over a game of Uno at a Cobb County, Georgia party. Do you think you should shoot somebody if you get beat in Uno?
Well, let's switch it to cards in general.
Do you think you should be able to?
Were they gambling on Uno?
Yeah, they were probably gambling.
Yeah, that's probably why you get shot.
Or maybe not. All right, we are done. Tomorrow is our anniversary show. And Union Kitchen's bringing food, right?
Yeah, so we'll be eating. You won't. You can go to Union Kitchen, certainly. But
we'll have a lot
of sound that I've intentionally hung on to, including Lance Berkman. Lance Berkman will join us tomorrow for a quick hit. We'll have Lance Berkman sound. We'll have Steve Elkington sound. Some rants. We got a lot of different stuff coming your way tomorrow. So I think you have a fun show, and then we'll be done with the celebration of 25 years. We appreciate you guys indulging us, and hopefully some of the clips have made you laugh up to this point. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they will tomorrow. You know what never makes me laugh but always makes me smile is Texas Custom Patios. I don't laugh. I smile. I smile. It's like they say, gangsters don't dance, they boogie. Well, also, homeowners who have Texas Custom Patios, we don't laugh, we smile. Because when you have Texas Custom Patios, you have a home that has really gone up in value. When it comes time for you to just enjoy the outdoors, you're going to do it on a great patio from Texas Custom Patios. They never skimp. They never take shortcuts. It's a great-looking outdoor living space where they can also include a television, multiple televisions, fireplaces, fire pits. Maybe you are looking for an opportunity to have an outdoor kitchen or an outdoor grill, an outdoor flat top, a cooktop that you make your, you know, your eggs and bacon on. I mean, a bar, an entire bar area. Whatever you'd love to have, and Steve Michelle will say, what do you want? Tell me your dream. He can put your dream together for you. That's how strong that is. So make sure that you go to TexasCustomPatios.com, see all of the great things that they've done in the past in terms of their before and after photos, and just know this much. They did it for me. They can do it for you. TexasCustomPatios.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.